What's your geek story, Lachlan?
My geek story is about the YouTube video I did for a WebJam presentation earlier this year. It was me in front of a camera dancing to Spice Girls' Wannabe, just to pretty much make fun of myself and get a laugh. Ended up winning WebJam for it.
And I hear you're internet famous because of it.
Yeah, I've actually been contacted by a couple of organisations wanting to show the video. Virgin Airlines actually want to show it on their flights to people. Another company called Knocker TV want to show the video on their website to their users and stuff. And it was featured in The Observer in the UK, or The Guardian, the newspaper.
So you're actually internet famous because you did a YouTube dancing video?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yes. A bit of a Twitter fanatic.
How many Twitters are you up to so far?
I think about 3,000, close to, yeah. Initially, I wasn't really into it. I mean, I tried to get into the whole thing of where it's just supposed to be a status update and you're posting one a day, you didn't really get into it. But then I got into the hang of just using it for whatever you wanted to. Like, a lot of people using it as a chat thing, so I got into that, and yeah.
I'm not really that embarrassed about my air guitaring. My skills are progressing rather rapidly. My air drumming is very noob. Yeah, I do enjoy power metal, though, which the likes of... Yes, it is very embarrassing, and I get hassled about it a lot.
So if you do power metal and air guitar, why don't people do air bass?
Well, no one listens to bass. Like, you know, the moment there's a bass interlude, that's the time you need to go get a drink. You know, it's not as epic. If you have, like, bass, you know, if you're air guitaring, fingers are everywhere, hands are everywhere, you do your bass... Doesn't look very cool.
I don't have a geek story. The geekiest thing I can say is that I'm a web developer and I use Microsoft products.
And how long have you been doing web development?
Approximately 45,000 years, since 1999.
Wow, and is that 45,000 sort of pixie years or 45,000 web years or 45,000 Google years or Microsoft years or...
I don't actually know, but someone said to me in like about 2003 that I should be eligible for long service leave.
What is your geek story, Lachlan? Something geeky about your life that you don't want to admit to on camera, apart from your sideburns, which I must say are way excellent.
I had them trimmed especially. Do you see that? Look at that. Look at that. Trimmed. Lovely. Okay, so really geeky thing that I wouldn't normally admit to. I think I admit to most stuff, actually, like Twitter and Flickr and... Yesterday we had Play-Doh on table at a company offsite. It was group bonding stuff, and I couldn't stop playing with it. I had to, like, just roll it smoothly.
My geek story is I'm recently married as of 3 months ago, and one of the tasks and chores that I actually get my wife to do is to tag all of our photos and upload those to Flickr. So I think that's pretty geeky. You know, she goes through, tags everything, all the people in the photos, time of day even, she does that. So, you know, she says, is it a noon photo, is it a night photo, the location. I've got this schema, effectively, that she uses. So that, you know, because you don't want the tags to be sort of like misspelt. Do you want Damo or do you want Damien for the name? You know, so I've given her a schema. She works by that, uploads those. We've still got to work on the publishing process because, you know, sometimes the weekend's a bit busy. So just sort of need to get that scheduled in weekly. So, but yeah, that's my geeky story. It's not really me. She's the geek. I'm just, you know, I'm just forcing her into it. Yeah, I have a taxonomy.
You have a taxonomy for your wedded life.
That's right. Actually, you should check out our wedding website. Wedding website's a good example. We use Flickr photos, use PHP to bring those in. Just a, you know, it's a pretty simple project. But damienhill.com/wedding. It's Damien. So check it out.
So when I was in high school, this was in the 90s, the early 90s, I was the first person in my high school to have an email address. And it was very geeky to use the internet then at the time. And I remember every morning I would check my email, and this is a very strange thing to do, and I would chat with people on IRC and do all sorts of geeky things like that. And I won a Geek Award, actually, when Gateway 2000 was Gateway 2000, the computer company. Yeah.
And so do you feel like you're one of these pioneers for all the stuff you see, like the MySpaces and the MSNs? You were one of those early pioneers out there that, you know, you're going to tell your grandkids one day that you were a pioneer of the interwebs.
Yeah, it's really strange to see, like, the normal people using the internet now. Like, I still can't I still catch myself thinking about it because I remember when it used to be like only the nerds would do that, and now everybody is on MySpace. So it's kind of like, if you remember the really ugly web pages back in the day, it's kind of like MySpace is reproducing that, because first you had the nerds going through the ugly stage, and now you have the MySpace kids going through the ugly stage. So I think that's why you see the same ugly blinking text and crazy stuff from the 90s.
T-shirt?
Not any Geek t-shirt. It's a Microsoft Geek t-shirt just down on the side here. You've got the... It's hiding a bit, but it's a Microsoft hosting URL. And I got this in New Zealand. Something about getting to level 60 in World of Warcraft means you earn something like this. That was many late nights, many missed and late assignments. But I'm over it now, but I've got the shirt.
And what's the name of your guild? Are you in some guilds in World of Warcraft?
Yeah, I'm in Azeroth. Yeah, and our guild is a purely battleground guild. We've got a whole heap of level 19 twinks. Yeah, so trying to think of the name now. It's a mental blank, but yeah. So we get in there in the battleground. There's six of us. Brilliant fun. Yeah.
And how many hours do you think you've spent in World of Warcraft to get to that level?
Well, the level 19 didn't take that long, but I've got over 70 days clocked up in the time thing. So a fair chunk of my life.
And if you take yourself, say, back 10, 20 years ago, what sort of games do you think you would have been playing then?
I started off in like Desert Combat, Battlefield 1942. But before that, Tetris. I don't need glasses anymore, I've got contacts, but I played so much Tetris when I was six that my parents thought I had square eyes. So yeah, I've done quite a bit of damage to myself. Yeah.
Thank you.